Angela Hirschenberger, 10th grade, honors English. January 5th, 1990, interview with Mrs. Margaret Summers. Okay, what are some of the things that you would remember about Christmas back then? Like some of the most memorable Christmases?
Well, not many. We didn't have much Christmas. When I was growing up, we lived on a farm, and it was rented, and we didn't, well, we were poor, tell you the God's truth, and we never had a Christmas tree. All our Christmas gifts were homemade, and I just can't remember nothing. The most Christmas I remember was my mother was in the hospital, and my grandmother was staying with us, and we knew we weren't going to get anything that Christmas, but when Christmas come, we got homemade made over clothes, and I got a coat that was made over out of my aunt, from my aunt, and I cried all night long.
Okay.
And, but to remember, I cannot. I had one sister and three brothers. Can't remember nothing, sweetheart. And our Christmas dinner never amounted to much like it does now. Of course, we maybe had something special, but I can't tell you what it would be. Very little. I'm dummy to Yanni.
When you celebrate Christmas, did you were you at home, or did you have relatives or friends over?
We were always at home. We never had anyone in. Once in a while, we would go down to my grandma's and Grandpa Bond's, but not very often. At that time, people didn't get together like they do now. You know. That's all I can tell you. Honest to God, I'm poor to you.
When you got your presents, where were they at? Were they in a stocking or piled up somewhere?
They were all in a stocking. If we got anything, it was in a stocking. Or beside our chair at the table, if it was too large to put in the stocking. But it most generally was something that would go in a stocking. And we always tried to find the biggest stocking we could to see if it would get filled, and it never got filled. I do remember that. But I know we never had any snow where we lived. I was born in Ohio, and we never had snow at Christmas time. Now they've got more snow since I left Ohio than we've ever had before. But
what about some of the decorations? Did you ever have like a Yule log?
Decorations?
Yeah.
If we had any decorations, it was just something my mother had made. And what it would be, I cannot remember now. If we had a tree, the only thing it was decorated with was popcorn, where we'd string popcorn. And that was as we grew older. And after we come to Michigan. When I was in Ohio, we had nothing.
And when did you come to Michigan? Just
we come to Michigan, and I was 8 years old.
Okay.
And it was 1912. And the first Christmas in Michigan, we had a neighbor that kind of took us under her wing, and she bought us some gifts, and we had Christmas with her. That is the first Christmas I can remember that we had away from home, and that anyone give us gifts outside of the home.
Did Did you ever go, like, caroling?
No. No. We'd go to church. We always went to church when the church service, but we never went caroling. Well, as I got older, oh, maybe when I joined the MYF up here at Chapin, I did go caroling with them some. But I was no singer. I just went along to make up the crowd.
Okay. When you finally did come up to Michigan, and you probably had snow for Christmas.
Yeah, we had snow for Christmas, and we got to Michigan.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Did you, like, go sledding or snow angels or anything during the Christmas time?
Well, we done a lot of skating.
Skating?
We had a little creek that went down through our farm, and that always was froze up, and we used to go skating on that a lot. And then, yes, we would have... we would go sliding, and with a sled. We used to have big snow banks, and we'd go down them as they would pile up along the creek and different places around the farm. And just done.
How about mistletoe? Did you ever buy mistletoe or go out and get it?
No, I don't remember any mistletoe. We used to laugh about it, but I can't remember having any. Really, I can't. I can't. And if we put any lights on, if we had any lights on the Christmas tree, it was candles. And we didn't have many of them, but we might have one to represent each one of us children on the Christmas tree. And that is all we had there.
Did you ever do anything at Christmas time for a charity or a Christmas bazaar or something?
Well, my mother used to bake a lot of cookies and give to different ones. I do know that. And as I've grown older, I've made more and done more for Christmas than I did when I was younger. Because I didn't have the things to do it with. But as I've got older, I have done a lot of handwork. I made a lot of pound puppies to give to my grandchildren and some of my friends' children and like that, but otherwise I'm dumb.
What are
those? I never really heard of them
outside of the toy. Oh, like a toy.
Yep, they're a toy. Cute. This one is the first one I ever made, and I wasn't going to give it to nobody. Everybody wanted it. And then the last one I made was this one. So as a hound puppy, looks like a hound.
Yep.
And I thought they were both white. And I don't know why, but at the time I got them that one finished, there was a wedding up here at church, our church. So I said, I'm going to dress my dogs like a bride and groom. So I did it. There they are. Then I made a lot of these here Raggedy Ann dolls, and I didn't want to be prejudiced, make them all white, so I made one Negro doll.
Yep.
And I kept her for my grandchildren to play with.
Okay. You made some of these to give to bazaars?
Oh, yes. I sold a lot of them to bazaars and a lot like that. And I've made different panda bears, like that one up there behind you. That is as far as I've went for Christmas.
Okay. on your Christmas tree, when you did get one, did you have to go up and have it chopped down, or did you buy one from a lot?
We always went out in the woods and picked one up. There's a few grown down in the woods, but not many. And that was all since after we come to Michigan. We never had a Christmas tree in Ohio. At that time, well, I don't know whether they knew what a pine tree was in Ohio or not. So we never had there. But as we come to Michigan, we just went out and cut the top out of a big tree or something like that, as I can remember. And I remember later, as we had two sons, one Christmas, the roads were so bad, we couldn't even get to town to buy them a gift. So we just had to coggle up something that we had made until after Christmas. Then we went to town and got them a gift. That was a tough one because the boys were small.
Yeah.
That was a tough year. But I just am no good, to tell you to you, I'm afraid.
What's that? Oh, almost did the whole tape. Okay. Did you ever have like poinsettias back then, like we do now?
No. We had no flowers. What few flowers we had was just flowers we grew in the garden. And poinsettias, people didn't give flowers like they do now. You didn't have poinsettias. They didn't have greenhouses quite as much as they've got now either, so that they weren't anything like a poinsettia for Christmas. They had Easter flowers and summer flowers, but no winter flowers, as I can remember.
When you go to church for Christmas service, did you usually go back then, and was it in Latin?
Well, we lived quite a little ways from the church up here, so we hardly ever come to any night meetings. It was all day, the days, and they had their Christmas programs in the daytime, so that we could. And later, I remember as I grew older, they would have some up here to our church. And when they had a Christmas program up to our church and a Christmas tree, all the neighbors and folks around Chapin brought their gifts and put them under the Christmas tree at church. And they were given out by Santa Claus from church. They didn't have Christmas at home or something, and we children didn't have that. My folks didn't bring gifts like that to the church, and we were pretty well disappointed because we didn't get a gift. But we found out that's what they done, and we thought it was funny that they did that. But they soon give that up.
Yeah, the church up here, okay.
And
do you ever have like Christmas branches or something decorating your front porch or in the house?
No. We very seldom had anything like that. We didn't. Well, fact of the matter, we couldn't afford enough extra until later years. And then my boys was grown up and away, and I had no reason to do it, see? Okay. As far as I know.
What kind of dinner did you have for Christmas?
Well, when I was growing up, Webby, we would have a roast chicken. And But we didn't have no fancy stuff because we just could not afford it. If we had a pumpkin pie, that's the only dessert we had. And we had sweet potatoes because we could grow them. And we had popcorn balls. And Mother used to make one batch of candy for us. And it was most generally peanut brittle. Well, once in a while, Mother would have a duck. We used to raise ducks. And once in a while, she'd have a duck.
That's... Keep talking. Let's see this.
I think
okay.
That's about enough of that nonsense.
Okay. Do you remember some of the presents that you got? What have you received?
Well, one particular was a homemade doll that my mother had made for me and my sister. We each one had one. Mine was brown-haired and hers was blonde-haired. They had china heads at that time, and they bought the heads, and they made the body and dressed it all real pretty. And I remember that one because 2 days after Christmas, my sister and I were playing, and we got kind of rough, and her doll got broke. And, her heart was broken, so was mine. Because that was something we really cherished. It was the first really part of a homemade, a bought in Christmas we'd ever had. And so we were. My brother, I don't know what he did get that year. I don't remember. I do remember we got the dolls and they were broken. Hers got broken in the playing, which we get kind of rough once in a while, you know. But we most generally had homemade, made over clothes. Or maybe we would get bought a new dress at that time. I can't remember any of that, just about all there was to it.
Some Christmas stories that you were told. Do you remember any?
No, I can't remember any extra stories. Mother always told us the story of the Bible. And the Bible, and that was about all. Santa Claus, but that's not all. Santa Claus always come to our house in one way or another, but we never seen him, of course. As I said, he bought those few gifts, and that's as far as that went. But we never seen him. Ha ha ha. that's all I can think of. About the one of the things when we were growing up that I can remember about, of course, it was all of us, but when they'd have a program up here to our church, they would practice in the daytime, and it would be in the afternoon, right after dinner. We would start out from home. We lived 2 miles south and 1 mile east of the church, and my brother and sister and I would start out walking, and we would get all the girls and boys along the route. By the time we got to the church, we had 25 or 30 of us that I had picked up, and we were in the program at church. Now that's one of the things we done, but we walked, we didn't ride, and we would gather all the girls and boys up on the way, and by the time we got to Chapin, we had a pretty good crowd. I'm afraid I ain't done you much good.
Oh, I think you've done quite a lot.
I ain't done you much good.
Did you ever go for like sleigh rides?
Oh yeah, we used to go sleigh riding. We used to have a lot of sleigh rides. And in the wintertime, that's the only way we come to church, was on the sleigh. My dad would hook up the 2 horses to the bottom sleigh. And as I said, we do the same as we did when we were practicing for the church. My dad would start out, and by the time we got to church, the wagon rack was full of kids. And we come to church in the wintertime. And we'd go to, sometimes he had to take us to school that way, and we had to go about 4 or 5 miles out of the way to get to school, because the snow would be so deep that the horses couldn't go through it. But we got it, but it wasn't Christmas.
Some church obligations, like I heard at the store that on Christmas Eve you had to fast the entire day until sundown or whatever.
Well, we never did that. We never did that on Christmas. We did on Easter, but not Christmas. Yeah, we never did that Christmas time. We did Easter, but not Christmas. I know we had good times and we enjoyed them such as they were. Well, I remember one Christmas program we had up here at a church. It was the first one we'd had after we were married. Well, the second one we had after we was married, or third after we were married. Our oldest son was about 3 or 4 years old at that time. So you see, it would have to be 3 or 4 years after we were married anyhow. And he was given a piece to say. Back then, we learned them. We didn't read them off in paper like they do nowadays. We learned them. And he didn't want to do it, but his grandma coaxed him up to do it. And he says, "You say it good and loud so grandma can hear it." He says, "Okay." Well, he learned that piece, got up and he said it right out just like any young man would do. And he hollered out after he got done, "Did you hear me, grandma?" And everybody laughed and clapped and laughed and clapped. And he thought they were making fun of him, and he never said another piece the rest of his life. They could never get him to say another piece. His feelings was hurt. But it was fun. Nowadays, they would laugh about it. But at that time, it hurt his feelings.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Grandma
hear him? Yeah, Grandma heard him. She says, "I heard you." She sat in the back seat getting the bargain, so he would have to say it loud so she could hear him.
Okay. Some of the things that you might have done outside, like snowball fights or snowmen or whatever?
Oh, we used to build what we called barricades out of chunks of snow that we would cut out, like what you'd make, call it ice, you know, as we used to get out of the river. And we'd make them, and we'd each one have a fort, and we'd get behind it with a whole lot of snowballs, and we'd have snowball fights. We had lots of them, because that's one thing that was easy and free and it didn't cost us nothing. Of course, once in a while, one of us would get hit, and we might cry, but, and our neighbors and us, we used to have fights like that. But, I don't know.
Did you ever make presents for your brothers and sisters or your parents?
Oh, yes. We used to make things for them in school, you know. And sometimes that's all they would get is what we would make in school. Or we would write them up a poem or something like that on their birthdays and different things, but... years ago go out and pick what they would call wintergreen berries.
Oh, yes.
And strung them and put on the Christmas tree. But that's... Then, of course, we'd eat them.
Yeah. How big was your Christmas tree when you did have one?
Oh, we might accidentally get one 4 foot high, maybe five. Well, they were small. We weren't out for big fancy stuff. We were just out for something pretty and something with nice, you know, like that. sometimes our Christmas dinner would be rabbit that my father would go out and hunt and shoot. Yeah, but I ain't said much. not that I'd like to have. Things, sir. Of course, I know there's a lot of things I could tell you if it would just come to my mind. But it just, I don't know, the last couple of years, things have faded away, you know. Don't remember like you used to. Got me dried up.
Okay. Guess I'll stop this then. Rewind it. Want to listen to a little bit of this then? I could have a duplicate made for you.
Huh?
I could have a duplicate made. This thing's still recording.
Oh, you don't need to do that. I don't think I want to hear it.
You don't want to hear
it. Duplicate, but you can play it a little bit if you want to see if it's any good.
Okay, then. Want to do that?
You can if you want to see if it's any good.
Yeah, 10 to 6. Okay. Here we go.